Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is episode 959. We are getting closer and closer to episode 1,000. That's so exciting. But I'm so grateful that you have decided to join in for tonight's special episode with One Touch Transformation. I am your host, Arthenius Jackson, and I'm coming to you live from the great city of Florence, South Carolina. I'm with One Touch Transformation. I am the founder and director of this great nonprofit organization, which was established January 2014, where our mission is to educate the community about sexual abuse while we empower and encourage all victims and survivors of sexual abuse. So we are a bridge, not just to, you know, survivors, but to the community as well, to teach them about what's going on in our community, in our schools, in homes that may be swept under the rug, so to speak. But we are an organization that goes out into the community and actually have the conversation and talk about the importance of having the conversation on sexual abuse, because there are so many victims and there are so many adult survivors today who have not found their voice, especially in our congregation. So it is our duty, is our obligation, our mission to make sure that we are fulfilling our job, which is speaking up and definitely having the conversation in the churches and wherever, you know, we have to go. But we're truly grateful that you've decided to join in. And even though everyone may not share the same story or may have experienced sexual abuse, everyone has been through some kind of experience throughout their life, some type of traumatic experience. And we want you to know that there is hope for you as well. There is light at the end of the tunnel, and you do not have to remain a product of your past. So even though you may not have experienced sexual abuse, whatever you have experienced, whatever you have gone through, we're here to let you know that you can survive, and not just survive, you can thrive and live the life that God has destined for you. Because God, he takes us through the things. He doesn't necessarily, you know, put us in everything. He allows things to happen to us, yes, but he doesn't want us to stay in that place or in our past. But he sent his son so that we'll be free, that we'll have life and live life abundantly. So that's what we're all about, just teaching freedom, talking about freedom, and letting you know that you can live a life free from your past, free from your abuse, whatever it may have been. But again, thank you for tuning in for Purpose Kingdom Network, episode 959. And if you would like more information about One Touch Transformation, you can definitely look us up, and we'll go more into detail towards the end of the show. So again, this is Arthenius Jackson coming to you live in Florence, South Carolina, with One Touch Transformation. Now, at the beginning of the year, since we are heading to 2020, whether you ready or not, we are heading to 2020. But at the beginning of the year, we featured so many survivors and heard great stories, and how we just wanted to get the message across, letting you know that every story matters, no matter how different it is. Every story matters, and there is someone who always needs to hear your story, whatever it is. Someone needs to hear it. God has someone prepared, whether it's one, whether it's a group, but there is someone who needs to hear your story. So at the beginning of the year, we featured a number of survivors who shared their story, and they were very powerful, and it was just a demonstration of how good God is and how he's able to pull us through so many things, no matter how dark it may seem, no matter how hard it may seem. And so that was one of our series that we featured at the beginning of the year, Powering Your Story series. And so after that, we, you know, had Sexual Assault Awareness Month, which was in April, and we did feature a couple of more stories talking about the importance of having a conversation. Over the past couple of months, we talked about, again, having the conversation, the ABCs, abuse, boundaries, and consent, just the going back to the basics. And that's, it starts with you having a conversation in your home with your kids about abuse, about consent, about boundaries, setting boundaries. Because a lot of adults and parents feel like kids don't have boundaries, but they have boundaries too. They need their privacy too. But I know some parents, they feel like because they are the adults, kids don't need their privacy and kids don't need their boundaries, but they do, because if you don't teach them that at an earlier age, then they're not going to know what to do when they become of age when it comes to having relationships. So we talked about just having a simple conversation about abuse, boundaries, and consent. We also talked about facing adversity, and when Satan hits you hard, you hit back harder, facing it head first. I don't care what it is, how hard it is, how big it is, because our God is what? Bigger. So we talked about numerous things, and this has been a great year. Like I said, 2020 is coming. It's on the way. And so tonight we have a very, very, very special feature. We're still sharing stories. We're still talking about empowerment. We're still encouraging you all. And being that, of course, I am a woman, it is so important for women to empower other women, because a lot of times we do not see that, we don't experience it. And for so long, we've only been shown, you know, through the media, women putting other women down, especially in our Black community. You always see them being catty and just going at each other, fighting all the time, like the reality shows, which is why I don't like watching them, because it's just mess. It's messy. And what we should do as a community, we need to show that, you know, we as Black women, we can empower one another. We can uplift one another. We can support one another. There is power in support. And just think of the things that we all can accomplish as a group of Black women. And we know that the Black women, they're already strong by themselves. So imagine when a lot of strong Black women come together, and then they empower each other, and then they empower their families, and then empower the community, and then empower the church. I mean, everything is like a domino effect, but it starts with you and I. It starts with all of the women, with ourselves. We have to, you know, let go of the insecurities, let go of our flaws, everything, just be upfront, just be transparent, and just talk to one another, support one another, uplift one another, encourage one another, empower one another. And so this is going to be a night of empowerment, a night of encouragement, a night of support, a night of sharing. It's just so much tied into one thing. It's going to be great. It's going to be exciting and uplifting. And I hope that all of the women who are listening, and even the men that are listening as well, that you can find some encouragement of everything that is discussed, because it's going to be great. It's going to be great. So before I bring my special guest on, if you saw the flyer, the special guest is an author and coach, Tisha Scott. Tisha Scott, she resides in the city of Florence, South Carolina. And I want to share a little bit about her before I bring her on. But I've been knowing this young lady for about 2 years. We met for a coffee date, not knowing that it was going to turn into something powerful. Because neither one of us was looking for, I guess, a friendship whenever we first met. It had to be God that brought us together, because, like I said, it started as a simple coffee date, and it just kind of went on from there. But, excuse me, but Tisha Scott, she is a coach and also an author, but she is one who empowers women who suffer from distorted self-image, low self-confidence, and poor coping skills to regain their power by helping them see and develop their strength. So her hope is to inspire and motivate everyone who she may encounter. She's a blogger, great inspiration and empowerment through her blogging. And her specialty is health and wellness. For those of you who may, you know, have had some problems dealing with your health, she specializes in health and wellness. And she's always had a love for the human body. She has a love for significant compassion for humanity. She says one may call her a humanitarian, but she has the education and the knowledge to guide you. She's equipped with numerous life experiences that has pushed her to different levels of interpersonal awareness. And I quote, lastly, before I found balance, I came with scars and emotional wounds just like you. She served in the military for 8 years, which helped instill in her discipline, courage, and self-control. And these values have stuck with her in the civilian world, giving her an advantage when facing adversity. She's a wife and a mother, which has taught her great patience and sacrifice. So I've just read a brief bio of Ms. Tisha Scott. And so at this time, I'm going to bring her on the line so we can learn a little bit more about Tisha. So without further ado, I present to all of you Ms. Tisha Scott.
Hello, hello, everyone.
How are you doing, Tisha?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Excited to be here. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad that you asked me to do this.
Yes, of course. As I was saying earlier, we got to learn how to support one another.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Yes.
Even though you are my friend.
Yes.
But sometimes even as friends, we can see that people still have a hard time even
right.
just supporting friends.
Right, absolutely. So I really, you know, appreciate this from you.
Yes. So tell us, who is Tisha? I know I read a brief bio, but tell us in your own words, who is Tisha Scott?
Who is Tisha Scott? Tisha Scott is a woman that loves to inspire other people. I love people. I just love people, and I love to encourage other women especially, and I love young people most of all. But my thing is I just love to inspire. I love to encourage. I love to motivate in any way that I can.
Awesome. And, you know, it's always encouraging when you hear, you know, people say they love young people, because these days people like to throw young people, you know, in the back of the bus and feel like, oh, these millennials or
right.
this new generation
mm-hmm.
that's coming up. But someone has to be there for them.
Right.
Because if we're not there for them, then we're going to lose them to the world.
Right.
And so it's our responsibility to, you know, show them the love that they need and, you know, and help mold them and build them into, you know, what God has called them to be.
Absolutely. I call us a bridge. We can be that bridge
mm-hmm.
to help close the gap between the millennial generation and the older generation. So.
Right. So I mentioned earlier that Tisha is an author. She has just published her very first book, and the name of it is Dance in the Rain, Little Black Girl. So what's the meaning behind the title?
I mean, of course, you know, you're a black woman.
Right.
Actually, the title was easy to come up with because the book is basically about different storms or different challenges that I had to deal with throughout my life. So I thought of the title Dance in the Rain, Little Black Girl, because anytime I found myself in a storm, it kind of felt like I resorted back to a little child. Sometimes. So I said, Dance in the Rain, Little Black Girl, because throughout my storms, I ended up finding joy in the midst of my storm. So that's where the title came from, Dance in the Rain, Little Black Girl.
Wow. Okay. I like that. And that's interesting you said that, you know, you kind of go back to that, to that challenge. Because a lot of times when we find ourselves facing these different adversities, there's still like a child inside of us, especially
mm-hmm.
anyone who's been through trauma.
Yes. Yes.
And at a young age,
mm-hmm.
it feels like that child never grew up or never overcame that
right.
storm. So it's kind of like you revert back
right.
to that child.
Right.
And yeah, so that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dance in the Rain, a Little Black Girl.
Yes.
Okay. So what inspired you to write the book?
Well, let's see. What inspired me to write the book? Well, actually, my husband and I, we've always talked about writing a book about our personal life and then about our life collectively as far as being married, because we always want to inspire others with our stories, because we know that whenever we go through something, it's not only for us, but it's for other people too. So I wanted to write this book to be transparent and authentic, to help and encourage other women and anyone that reads it, actually. So that's what inspired me to write it.
Okay, and how long have you and your husband been married?
12 years.
Oh, wow.
This past June.
12 years.
Yeah, 12 years. But we've been together for 14 and a half, so yeah.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about that. How you
well, we met, let's see. We both were in the military. We were in the same unit. We went overseas together, but while we were overseas, we weren't dating. We didn't really know each other then. It was actually when we got back home where we started dating. Yeah.
True love story.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he could tell it better than I can, though. He likes telling the story.
Uh-huh. Just for the record, I just love hearing about their love story, so that's why I had to throw that in.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So, and you're also, okay, you're a wife, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't read too much about it in your bio,
mm-hmm.
but I love the story of you and your husband when you shared it with me, because you two have worked together so closely for so long,
mm-hmm.
and not just, you know, as a couple, but even in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, let's see. We've been together in ministry, working together in ministry for about 10 years. We started with young adults. And then we went further with our teen ministry. So we've always dealt with young people, and we've been doing that for almost 9-10 years, actually. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as y'all can see, she's got it going on. You know, a woman of many, many hats,
yeah.
Wife, mother. And how old is your daughter?
She is 2. She'll be 3 September.
Yeah.
Mariah.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Good stuff. All right. So as a wife,
mm-hmm.
and mother and author,
mm-hmm.
and now a coach,
mm-hmm.
how do you find time to balance everything? Like,
what is balance for me? let's see. I guess I like alone time. I love alone time. So when my daughter's in childcare or my husband's at work and I'm off, I love to spend time alone,
mm-hmm.
whether it's at home or at a coffee shop. I love my alone time, and that's how I get re-energized.
Okay. Yeah, because we know that is very important.
Yeah.
Balance and making sure you're taking care of yourself.
Right.
Because we're not able to help anyone if we don't take care of ourselves.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Can't pour from an empty cup.
That's right. So as I stated earlier, this is going to be a night of empowerment and encouraging, supporting, and uplifting one another. And Tisha and I, we talked about this before as far as supporting, you know,
mm-hmm.
women and women supporting other women. And it's this day and time, like, is we see and we hear and we notice women who are still hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And who have been hurting for so long, who just won't talk about their pain.
Mm-hmm.
They're either too ashamed or fear that they'll be judged.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in our congregations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know the world, they have their stuff going on.
Yes.
But, you know, we want to focus on our sisters and brothers, or the ones that we're supposed to look after in God's kingdom.
Right.
And it's just so important for us as believers to help help other believers,
mm-hmm.
because you're a believer doesn't mean you're not going to have any storms.
Right.
And a lot of times believers don't know how to deal with storms.
Mm-hmm.
They really don't.
No.
And you would think we do, because, you know, we're supposed to have Christ and we know that he's our source, he's our strength and everything. But at the end of the day, there are still some people who just can't deal with storms, and they just don't know where to begin. And we have women like you,
mm-hmm.
who has a passion to help women, you know, want to see them free, want to see them get their breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you, you know, had that type of passion? Or where would you say it started?
I would say it started as a young adult in my early 20s, that I've had that passion to just help other women.
You would have been in the military still at the time?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and it's just so important. And, you know, and whenever you can find other women who are on the same page,
mm-hmm.
and you all have, you know, have the same mindset to help other women, it kind of, it energizes you and it pushes you, like, okay, you can get on the same level. But I will say it's not always easy.
No, not at all.
It's not always easy trying to get women on one accord. That's,
no.
I mean, I don't know why. I guess because we're all so strong-minded,
competitive.
Yeah. And I guess if we would just take all of that,
mm-hmm.
and work together,
mm-hmm.
and just think about how much more we could accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there.
I think really it's because a lot of women have been hurt,
mm-hmm.
and so they wear this mask, and that mask is for protection. It's a defense
mm-hmm.
mechanism, and so they don't want to open up to other women. In particular, they don't want to open up to other women. And so their competitiveness turns into something more than competitiveness, where it's like, well, I'm going to outdo you, versus us
mm-hmm.
working together and supporting each other so that we both can go forward.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's just, it comes from pain.
Definitely. Definitely. Because once you've been hurt, it's like, nobody hurt me again.
Right. So you put up this wall.
Right.
You put up this mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, well, I'm going to be her friend, but I'm not going to tell her too much about
mm-hmm.
me.
Yes.
I'm not going to let her get in.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So.
Yes, because it's like once you've been hurt, it's like, no, you build that wall
mm-hmm.
and you're not letting anybody else in.
Right.
I mean, it's the truth. But even, and we don't want to admit that.
No, we don't.
We don't want to admit
thing.
That, but.
Yeah.
But that's what causes these barriers
mm-hmm.
and this whole competitiveness between women.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, we're all human.
Yeah.
Nobody can judge anyone. We all have our flaws.
Right, right.
So it's like, you haven't done anything worse than I have.
Yeah.
We're in this together.
Exactly.
But, like I said, we're getting there slowly
mm-hmm.
but surely, because I can see that it has been a progressive movement going on
mm-hmm.
In different areas.
Yeah.
I mean, just for example, even in politics, look
yeah.
how the women are taking over.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
working together, especially
yes.
them Democrats.
I know, right?
they what they call it, the squad.
Mm-hmm.
They are going
squad
to do some
goals.
Things. Yes, you're talking about some squad goals. Yes,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it's going to take. It's
yes.
going to take you building your squad, becoming a part of a squad who has the same
squad,
mindset.
A tribe.
Yeah,
your mm-hmm. tribe.
Yes, yes.
yeah.
Yes, that's where it starts, and little by little, you start tackling these things,
mm-hmm.
and next thing you know, breaking down strongholds.
Yes.
And,
yes. Yes, yes.
And freedom taking place,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's just, women can do some powerful
yes.
things.
We are better together.
We are.
We're better together versus just one.
Right, right, right. And I want to pause for a second in case there's anyone who would like to call in and comment on what we're discussing as far as Women Empower Women. The number is 319-527-6091. 319-527-6091. And just press the number 1 and we'll add you to the call. But we're talking about empowering women, women empowering women. And we're here with Tisha Scott, who is author and coach. And we've already discussed her book called Dance in the Rain, Little Black Girl, which is her first book that she's published, and it is available on Amazon, but we'll get to that later on. But again, thank you for joining in if you're just now calling in or tuning in online. This is your host, Arthenius Jackson, with One Touch Transformation, and we are discussing women empowering women. And so I'm trying not to go too much into the details about your book because, you know, I've read it.
A little bit.
I don't want to give it away because I want people to read it for themselves
right.
and feel the pain and the hurt that was put inside
yes.
your story. Because
yes.
I'm telling you, you say you hit on 3 pivotal points
uh-huh.
of your life, and I think it's something that everyone could at least relate to, or even a portion of it,
mm-hmm.
Whoever you are, you can relate to one of her stories, at
yeah.
least one of her stories. But like I said, I'm trying not to go into detail or give it away because I really want you guys to order it and read it because it's very touching and you can just feel the pain You can feel the pain that was.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, man. But I will. Okay, so what made you choose those three pivotal points without
because those were the biggest moments in my life. I believe those were the biggest moments where I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot from each event.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the first one, I never would have thought that would have been one of your points that you chose after reading. I was shocked. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, because I know you had shared, you know, some of your life stories with me, and so I was reading it. I was like, oh, okay. Now, the second one, the one that got to me.
Yeah.
That one got to me.
I think that got to a lot of people.
Yes. That, and I'm going to tell you what was going through my head. All I could think about was, like, this story right here, this second story, that's going to help so many other women who have been through that. It's going to, because you can tell, like I'm telling y'all, you could feel the pain, like, that was put in the story. And that second one, like, it really got to me because it did. And so that story is going to help. So I'm telling you, when y'all order this book, just remember that I said that second story, that's going to be the one that's going to help so many women who have experienced that same traumatic experience. Yes. Like, it's really going to help. It's going to minister to women who have gone through it or who may be experiencing it right now.
Yes.
Like I said, I'm not going to give it away. You just have to order it.
Yeah.
But it's really going to help a lot of women. It's even going to help even couples, because I know it doesn't just fall on, you know, when you're married and you go through a storm, it doesn't just affect one person, but it affects both.
Exactly.
So it's going to help women. It's going to help other couples who are going through the same experience, but you just got to order this book and just read it for yourself, and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And, of course, the third story, it was touching as well, because it hit home for those of us here locally who read the story. It hit home. So, like I said, I'm not giving it away. And I will give you a hint. I did talk about it a little bit on my show last year. So those of you who have been following, you might remember, but you might not. But I did talk about it a little bit last year. It was a major event, national event. It made national news. But, like I said, I'm not going to give it away. It made national news. But just know, when I say it made national news, know that she was a part. It affected her family. So, yes, definitely, you got to order this book. So it's called Dance in the Rain, Little Black Girl by Tesha Scott. T-E-S-H-A, last name Scott. Oh, and guess what her husband name is?
Travis Scott.
Her husband name is Travis Scott, for those of you familiar with the rapper Travis Scott. I'm always picking on him about that. Every time I see something pop up on social media, I just send it to her, Travis Scott. But yes, check out the book, Dance in the Rain, Little Black Girl, Tesha Scott. It is on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Amazon, make sure it is Prime Day. It's hours are winding up. This is the last day for Prime Day. But make sure you do order your copy, because, like I said, I'm not trying to give away all the good stuff. So you got to order it and read it for yourself. All right, so now back to this empowerment. Again, I'm going to give that number out in case anyone wants to call in. It's 319-527-6091, 319-527-6091. So I told you all that Tisha and I met about 2 years ago on a coffee date. And we weren't looking for anything. It was just sort of a meet and greet just between two people, because I was scheduled to come sing at her church. And so she wanted to, I guess, get a feel. And we sat and we talked for a few hours, and, you know, it went really well. And next thing you know, we were meeting for another date again. Like, okay. And slowly and surely, it turned into a wonderful friendship, a wonderful sisterhood, a bond. And the both of us have learned throughout this, and still learning throughout this friendship, the importance of, you know, women supporting women and women empowering women. And, you know, it kind of just motivated us to kind of spread that message and not just talk about it, show it.
Right.
And demonstrate how it can be done and, you know, how more women need to do it.
Right.
And so this whole friendship, it's been a great experience. And part of the reason why I'm interviewing her tonight is, you know, number one, for support. Number two, to help. Well, I guess it's kind of, I guess you can say it's I'm empowering her to use her voice to share her story.
Yes, yes. You are. Thank you. I appreciate you.
So, yes, for support, empowerment, and, of course, being, you know, just being a good friend.
Yeah.
Simply being a good friend. And, like I said, we want to demonstrate it, and we want others to, you know, do the same thing.
Because we can accomplish so much together. You know, women, we're powerful. We have great minds. And when we work together, so much can happen, and we can accomplish so much. We can inspire so many other women. I mean, it can be amazing if we work together. That's the thing, working together and supporting and pushing each other's visions.
Right, right. And we cannot allow our storms and our past to keep us from, you know, working together.
Right.
Because as we were talking about earlier, it comes from being hurt.
Right.
And we do things out of pain.
Absolutely.
And don't let people in. And, you know, but look, like we always say, it's bigger than us.
Right. Yeah, it's bigger than us, you know. Yeah.
So we can't be selfish and say, well, no, I just do me.
Right. Yeah, do me.
Just do me.
No, we have to do us.
Yeah.
Let's do this thing together.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So it's like we've gotta get out of that mode and get in war mode.
Yeah, war mode.
War mode is when you come together and you're doing whatever it takes to, you know, break these barriers and get through these storms and so that's what we have to do, and it, you know, just do it, and don't be afraid, because we know people are going to judge, because people judge things that are unfamiliar to
them,
or things that just, you know, not comfortable.
Right.
Because another thing we talked about, like, how often do you see, you know, especially in our community, how often do you see, you know, friends actually hanging out together, being intimate as far as, like, you know, putting a hand around the shoulder, even hugging.
Yeah.
I mean, because sometimes some people have a problem with that.
Like, they don't like closeness.
Yeah.
Like, oh, get away from me.
Well, but it starts with little small things like that, and it makes a huge difference. It shows that, look, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I care about you. I got you.
Right.
The simple things like that.
And we need more of that in our community, in the African-American community. We need more support amongst women.
Definitely. Definitely we do. Because think about the generation that's coming up after us. If they don't see us supporting one another, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to do what they see on TV.
Exactly. What is it? Housewives, Basketball Wives.
Yes, they're going to do exactly what they see. And it's sad.
Right.
It's sad that they don't promote anything positive when it comes to Black women.
Right. And as a woman of faith, we need to be that example. We need to set the standard. We need to be the trendsetter on that, the trailblazers.
Right.
You know, so in our community, in the Christian community, we have to be the ones to set that standard.
Exactly.
And that trend. Like, look, women support each other.
Yeah.
You see your friend out there doing her thing, go ahead, support her. Be there for her. If you're not at work, if you don't have something else going on, go and be there. Your presence means so much.
Yes. Yes, it does. It does. And then, I mean, even simple as sharing things on Facebook.
Right.
I'm not saying you have to like everything,
right.
but if it's something that, you know, something that you stand for, that you agree with,
mm-hmm.
or you see that they're doing something a positive cause,
mm-hmm.
don't be afraid to share what they're
right.
doing.
Right.
And like you said, and if you can, show up.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not going to dim your light.
No.
Because you have your own lane that you have to walk in.
Right.
It's not going to dim your own light.
Right. Right. And just think of how much brighter you can even, you know, coming together,
yeah.
produce such light. He said, we're the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to act like it. We
yes.
have to be the light.
Yes.
We can't just, you know, worry about, okay, just me,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
just me.
Yeah.
Yes, you worry about yourself, but what about your sister, you know?
Yeah.
And especially when, if you see her, you know, she's lacking some things
yeah.
or she's falling short of some things. If you see that there's a need or that you can be there to help her in that area, don't be afraid to approach her. Don't be afraid to help her out.
Yeah.
I mean, just like I said, just simple things like that.
Exactly.
Simple things like that. So that's our way of being the light as,
yeah.
as a Christian woman.
Yeah.
You be the light, and we, you know, show the things, you know, that the world aren't seeing.
Yeah.
So we can raise up a better generation
mm-hmm.
because – as we all can agree that the generation coming up now is just seems to be getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, we have to do our part.
Yeah.
As believers, we have to do our part. And we can't go lacking. And we can't let the world outdo us.
Mm-hmm.
Because once the world outdo us, if they do it, then it's like we lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to continue to do our part, no matter how uncomfortable it is,
yeah.
how unfamiliar it is. We still have to, you know, we hold up that standard. We be the light and
mm-hmm.
we support one another, empower one another, and just help out our sister.
Yes.
Help out our sister.
Yes.
That's the best way that we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we create that, you know, that new, like you said, the trailblazer, that
mm-hmm.
new trend.
Yeah.
Even it's like when that little girl can say, oh,
yeah.
okay. I see that they're best friends, they're working
right.
together, they're
right.
not fighting,
right.
they're not arguing,
right.
not all black women have to be loud and,
yes.
and fussing with one another.
Yes.
No,
yes.
we're not all like that.
Right.
It's not shown,
mm-hmm.
but there are a lot of positive black women out here,
yes.
but we just don't see it in the media. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, just because we may not be on TV,
mm-hmm.
but someone is always watching,
yes.
and so we always have to make sure that, you know, we... like I said, being that light.
Amen.
Being that light. So, again, I'm here with Tisha Scott, and she's the author of Dance in the Rain, Little Black Girl. And I'm encouraging all of you to go ahead and order your book so you can hear about those three pivotal points in her life that has motivated her to help others, especially women, get through their storms of life and to, you know, find that true freedom. Because we know the Bible says, whom the Son is made free, he is free indeed. And we know that he has come to give us life that we may live it more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I talked about facing adversity and how, or no, that was the last episode when I said Satan, how he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So these storms that we go through, Satan don't want us to come out of these storms.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to lose our joy. He wants us to lose our peace. He wants to take everything away from us that's going to, or give us anything that's going to distract us from coming out of the storm. But, like I said, we serve a God who said that he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And he uses people to help us through these storms, to pull us through the storms, to be a bridge. And to every woman who may be going through a storm right now, there is someone out there. There is another woman who has been through the same storm that you have been
yes.
through.
You're not alone.
Right. You don't have to go through this storm alone. Yes, we know God is with you, but like I said, God, he sends us people as well. He sends us people that will help us cross that bridge or help us get through that storm. And so you don't have to face this storm alone, or you don't have to feel like you're the only one who's going through the storm, because you're not. There are so many other women who have faced so many adversities of life. And it is, and we don't even have to read about it in the Bible. We know that there are several examples in the Bible, but just think about just everyday people that right here Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking with one right now.
Yes.
Who has been through several storms in her life.
Yes.
But God brought her through it.
Amen.
And so now she's using her voice, using her stories to help other women
Amen.
Come through their storms.
Yes.
I mean, I don't care what it is. There is no storm that's too big.
Yes.
There's no storm that's too big for God to handle. And when you come out of the storm, just think about how many people you can help.
Mm-hmm.
How many people you can inspire. How much your story will mean to others.
Yeah.
And the best part about it is that God, he uses those same storms
mm-hmm.
to help you, you know, help those other people. So I know while we're in the storm, we may seem or look at it selfishly, like, ah, God, why is this happening to me?
Mm-hmm.
Why I'm going through this?
Mm-hmm.
What's the meaning of this?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just for you. It's not about you. It's to help someone else.
Yes.
It's to help someone else through their storm, the same storm. So you use your story to save somebody else who's going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about empowering others. Women empowering women.
Yes.
That's going to be the new trend.
Yes.
But we want this to be an ongoing trend.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of times trends, they happen and they don't last for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They just turn into a fad and then
yeah.
that's it. But no, time out for that. It's time to keep this ongoing. Trailblazer. Something that's going to last.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's going to continue because... Nah, we want to show the world, like, look, this is what women can do.
Yes.
Especially women
of faith.
This is what women of faith can do.
Yes.
All right. Again, if you would like to call in, that number is 319-527-6091. 319-527-6091. We're almost at our 15-minute mark. So if you have any questions that you would like to ask Ms. Tisha or have any questions about ordering the book, you can call in. That's 319-527-6091 and press the number 1 and we'll bring you on to the line. So we're talking about women empowering women, encouraging and uplifting, supporting women. This is what we have to do. Hey, that's the new trend.
Mm-hmm.
Forget what is shown on, what is it?
The House of Lives.
See, I don't even watch it. I don't even know the name of it.
I don't watch it either. I can't take all that.
I can't. It makes me sick the way that they show us.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not
it's
how we are.
It's a representation of who we are.
It really is. It really is. And I just can't support it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what people say. I know that it's just entertaining. No,
mm-mm.
It's not entertaining to me.
Mm-hmm.
It really does make me sick when
degrading.
I see that. Yes. And it gives everybody else, you know, the right to, you know, treat us like that or
mm-hmm.
look at us like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you think other people look at black women?
Exactly.
They probably so loud. They always loud.
Yeah.
Always catty.
But
no. So we're going to represent the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Women of faith, yes, we're going to represent. Because, you know, when you have Christ, you have no choice but to represent it the right way. Because we're going to be representing Christ. And a woman of faith, she's not going to be catty. We're not supposed to be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Catty and cursing the other girl out and just
going to show you the mature way.
Right.
The mature way.
Yes, because look, the Bible even gives steps of how to approach someone if they offend you. So, and that's not the way.
Right.
He tells you to go to that person,
mm-hmm.
not go and tell somebody else what she said or what
no.
she did, but the Bible specifically said you go to that person,
right.
just that person alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can talk it out.
Right.
You let them know, you know, what offended them.
Right. And if they don't want to talk it out, then you bring
take
someone
somebody
else.
Right.
Then
right.
you bring someone else in on the conversation.
Yes, exactly. So that, you know, like, the Bible has an answer for everything.
Yes. If you really read it, it does have an answer for everything.
Yes.
It does. It will point. point you in the right direction. You just have to read it. You have to open it up and read it.
Right. That's the first step people miss. They don't open it up.
Right.
Oh man, but this has been a great conversation.
It has.
So what we want to do, we're gonna have our evening prayer, and we want to, I guess we'll do a special prayer. We're gonna pray for our women. We'll pray for our women that they'll be, you know, strengthened and encouraged to, you know, change their mind and, you know, take on a new mindset, take on the mindset of Christ, so that they'll, you know, be a better representation of who God has created us to be.
Yes.
And not who the world wants us to be or who the media portrays us as. But we're going to be women of God.
Mm-hmm.
And be, you know, the trendsetters and the trailblazers of who we are and what we're supposed to do, who we're supposed to be, and how we're supposed to support one another and help our sisters out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to say a special prayer for our women. And for those of you who may be seeking salvation tonight and may not know God, we'll say a prayer for you as well. All right. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for just being God. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for us and give us life so that we may live it abundantly. And God, I pray for every woman under the sound of my voice. I pray that you will strengthen them and that you will encourage them to be who you have called them to be. God, I pray for every woman of faith who is connected to us, that you will continue to strengthen them as well and help them to grow and to represent you as you have set us to do. God, help us to be the light because you have called us the light of the world. So help us to carry that light with us everywhere we go so you will be glorified. God, help us to be the women who you have called us to be so that we can bring forth change, so that we can help other women find their true freedom, that they may find their breakthroughs and their deliverances. God, we thank you and praise you for who you are, what you're doing right now, and what you will do. And Father, I pray for those who may be seeking salvation, those who may not know you, but who seek to know you. God, I pray that you will forgive them for their sins. And God, we know that you are a just God who is able to forgive and wash us of all of our sins. And so, God, we pray for your forgiveness and we pray for your salvation and that you will transform their hearts and transform their minds and create in them a clean heart and a right spirit. God, we thank you and we praise you for all that you're doing, even in this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Rob, and he's going to give us our announcements for Purpose Kingdom Network.
Thank you. And real quickly, I'll just go ahead and give the announcements. And before I do so, those that choose to turn your life over to Christ, we suggest you find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that nurture the word of Christ. And if you can't find that sanctuary, that's why we broadcast here almost every night that we're able to. And we thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we hope you join us each and every other night. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We'd gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can also do likewise. You can see some of our upcoming advertisements. Also, where you can see our upcoming advertisements and our show announcements, you can like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom. And we thank you so much for doing so. And if you have a Android phone and you would like to follow us on the podcast section, you just simply go to Google Play. You just hit podcast and you can just type in on the search bar Purpose Kingdom, where you can follow us and you can follow each and every episode of us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And once we have an uploaded episode, you'll get a text reminder. And if you have an iPhone, you can, there's a purple podcast section where you just type, you know, just hit that button. You can hit the search part on that one. You can also type in Purpose Kingdom Network and there you can follow us and you won't miss a upcoming episode. We thank you so much. And God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Warriors of Christ, hosted by Sister Dominique Hudson. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 o'clock hour for Warriors of Christ, hosted by Sister Dominique Hudson. We thank you so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network, whether you're calling via phone or online. We thank you so much for your support. And with that being said, that's the end of the announcements for tonight.
All right. Thanks, Brother Rob. And this question is just for Brother Rob. I know he just did our announcements, but I want him to hear this answer. So even though Tisha resides here in Florence, South Carolina, please let us know where you are originally from.
Jamaica.
Yes, she's from Jamaica. She's an island girl. You know, I always tease her. I'm like, I don't ever hear it come out, but she said, oh, just get me upset.
Exactly. You don't want to hear it. You don't want me to hear it.
Just let y'all know I haven't heard it too much yet.
Yes.
So that means I hadn't got her too upset yet.
Right. Only when I'm upset that it comes out. My husband will let you know about that part.
Oh, man. But this has been amazing. I know the broadcast will be cutting off in 10 minutes for our online listeners. So we want to go ahead and make sure we get the information out for them of how they can contact you and follow you on your pages and website and so forth. So go ahead and let them know where they can contact you or how they can contact you, how they can follow you. So put all that out there.
Yeah, you can follow me on my website, CoachTisha.com, or on Facebook and Instagram at CoachTisha, and that's T-E-S-H-A.
All right, and do you have any upcoming events?
Of course I do. I have my book signing on Friday the 19th at 6:30. It'll be at Antioch Fellowship Church. That's my home church. Shout out to Pastor Jeff and Gwen Harris. Also on the 23rd, which is next Tuesday, we're having a panel discussion with myself and Arsenius Jackson and Toy Smith and Coach Ivy. We have a panel discussion. It's called Removing the Concealer. We're going to talk about distractions that hinder women's growth or success.
Awesome. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So y'all heard it from her. You can follow her on Facebook and Instagram at Coach Tisha. Coach Tisha, T-E-S-H-A. So make sure you follow her and visit the website. That way you can keep up with events and her blog page. And the website is CoachTisha.com. Mm-hmm. So make sure you follow her. And the book signing this Friday.
Yes, make sure y'all order a book.
Yes.
Go to Amazon.com or CoachTisha.com. You can order it from there as well.
And I also want to put this out there. Pastor Toy, I'm ordering you a copy, so you should get yours sometime this weekend maybe. Yeah, so I ordered you a copy. Since you've been so gracious to give me this opportunity and allow her to come up here. So thank you. So I hope you enjoy your copy.
Thank you, Pastor.
So that's this Friday. So those of you in the area, if you have your book, make sure you bring it so you can get it signed.
Yeah.
I'll make her sign mine tonight.
You have that privilege.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, I'm going to make her sign mine tonight. So I won't have to wait Friday.
All right.
I'll be there, but I don't want to wait in line. I don't know either one, so. Oh man, but thank you so much for joining us tonight, Coach Tisha and Arthur.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Gotta support. Those of you who would like more information on One Touch Transformation, you can visit our website at onett.me. That's onett.me. Or you can follow us on Facebook under One Touch Transformation and on Instagram and Twitter @onett. And if you've already heard the event that's coming up next Tuesday, which I'll be a part of, and we are getting geared up for our fall semester of the Butterfly Effect Mentoring Program. It'll be starting the last week of August in Hartsfield, Darlington, and Florence locations on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. So if you are local and you have a daughter or niece or granddaughter from the ages of 6 to 15 and would like to sign them up for our 12-week mentoring program,
You can visit our website and you'll find the application, just a one-page application, and the program fee is only $30. $30 for 12 weeks, and we meet with your daughter for 1 hour. She'll get one-on-one for 12 weeks. We have some wonderful mentors. We have two new mentors coming in, so we are excited about this fall semester getting started. So, again, those applications are available on the website of onepp.me. Click on the butterfly set link, and you'll see the application to download. I believe those are all of our announcements, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Those of you who are in the area, thank you for tuning in. Those of you who may not be in the area, thank you for tuning in. We hope that you were encouraged, that you were empowered and motivated to support your friends.
Yes.
And all of the women who are listening, support your female friends. And, you know, don't be afraid to, you know, encourage them, empower them. Like, what is it going to do to you? Like you said, it doesn't dim your light.
Right.
It doesn't dim your light. It doesn't hurt to support. It does not at all. It doesn't cost a thing. Just show up. Especially when events are free.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the craziest thing. It's one of the hardest things to do is get people to come to free events.
But that's another story. But,
but if you didn't get anything, I hope you got this message of, you know, the importance of empowering your friends, especially, but women empowering other women. So let's change the whole perception of what's being shown, you know, through media. Let's show them what a woman of faith,
yes,
is supposed to look like or act like. And let's just set a new trend and keep the trend ongoing, because, you know, we've already been shown too many negative things for so long. And so now it's time to change it up. Time to change the game.
There you go.
It's time to change the game. And we're a team.
Yes.
No little I, big you or big me, little
right.
you, but we're on a team. We're teammates.
Yes.
And so it's, you know, it's time to start acting like a team. You know, one last joke. So, Tisha was a hardcore OKC fan. Once upon a time, favorite player was Kevin Durant.
Right, yes.
But then she fell in love with Westbrook. So I started watching basketball for the first time, like actually following up for the first time ever when I became friends with Tisha. So I started taking a liking to Houston Rockets. And so those of you who follow basketball, y'all might know where I'm going.
Yeah.
So, I was told that, you know, Harden and Westbrook and Kevin Durant were once teammates.
Yes.
And so, you know, since I was cheering for the Rockets, she was cheering for OKC this past season. Those of you who've been following, y'all see what happened. So they went through the whole drafting and trading season. And lo and behold, look who's on the same team now.
I know. Yes. Go, Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I love basketball, y'all.
You said the Brodies are back.
Yes. I done brought her into basketball. Yes. It's going to be a great season.
Oh, man, we shall see. We shall see.
What a coincidence.
I know.
Teammate. Segway.
Yes, 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 definitely. I just thought that was kind of funny how all that happened. It's because she texted me that night. She's like, see, we're teammates. And we are. We are. We are, and that's, you know, that's what we want to show on this. It's all about working together, see what we can accomplish together.
Yeah.
And, you know, not trying to outdo one another or compete with one another, but we're working together, and that's the message. I think that's our biggest message in our friendship. Showing others how we can work together.
Yes,
and accomplish more. But that sums up our show. So I hope that you were encouraged. I hope that you were blessed. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night with Purpose Kingdom Network at 9 p.m., same time, same location, same phone number, or same website. So I pray that you have a blessed night. And just remember that God loves you, I love you, and that's all I have for you. But have a good night.
Good night, y'all.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.